I am going to call this Thursday, July 13th, 27 meeting of the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority to order at 9:12 p.m.
Roll call.
Chairman Noe.
Here.
Chair Randall.
Here.
Chairman Bulova.
Here.
Chair Bissett.
Here.
Mayor Silverberg.
Here.
Mayor Parrish.
Here.
Mayor Meyer.
He's here.
Councilmember Snyder. Mayor Rochelle.
Here.
Senator Black.
He's here too.
Delegate Hugo. Delegate Minshew.
Here.
Ms. Hines.
Here.
Mr. Cole.
Here.
Mayor Burke.
She's here too.
No, I don't know
where
she
left.
Did she
leave? She's not here. I lied.
Ms. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Horsley?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Fantastic. Okay. First item of business is the minutes of the June 8th meeting. They were sent out in advance. Any suggested changes or revisions?
Mr. Chair, I don't. After a motion.
Okay. Hearing no changes, do we have a motion to approve? Moved by Ms. Randall, seconded by Ms. Bulova. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do you have discussion on the motion, or do you need to abstain?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, so discussion on the motion.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I read the minutes completely, and you all did a lot of work last time.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you for that. I was not in attendance, so I will abstain. I'll tell you, I'm not going to say the minutes are great. I learned a lot from what you talked about, and I thank Mayor Rochelle for sitting in.
So Mr. Parrish, at that point, I will remind you that many, many years ago in a room and building next door, I sent Mr. Connaughton sent an alternate to the meeting, and the next thing you know, I was chairing it. So Mr. Lovejoy's got eyes. But with that, okay. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I vote aye.
An abstention from Mr. Parrish. Okay. Next item is the approval of projects for recommendation to the Commonwealth Transportation Board for funding with Transform 66 outside the Beltway concessionaire payments. Ms. Backman, which tells us what we're doing.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Lane, essentially at the public meeting for the six-year improvement program, stated that he wanted to coordinate with MBTA regarding project recommendations for the roughly $500 million expected from Express Mobility Partner as part of the concessionaire payment. Now, regarding the coordination level efforts, there were some things that we wanted to note and reiterate and share again with you tonight is that, number one, the decision on the project funding does lie with the Commonwealth Transportation Board. Number two, the law states that the project selected for funding must benefit the users of the corridor. Having said that, at your June 8th meeting, the authority issued a call for projects that wanted to be considered for this funding. The projects were due to receipt to MBTA staff by June 28th. As part of the call for projects, we did send, and it's included in your package this evening, a project application form. When we discussed the call for projects with the members, we talked about some of the things that we were looking for, high-level criteria, being that projects being in a regional plan have undergone some level of public vetting. Then, after discussion with the Secretary's office, we also had a fine-tuned discussion regarding how we would evaluate and prioritize projects. One of the things we wanted to note was, number one, projects that needed operations or maintenance money had to have that money identified because there was not the desire to fund operations or maintenance out of these funds. Number two, projects must show that they could reduce congestion, that there was a congestion reduction benefit. Number three, what we put in the initial application was that projects could utilize the funding, show that they can utilize the funding by toll day one, which is estimated mid-2022. After further discussion with the Secretary's office, we were informed that they really not only do they want you to utilize by 2022, they wanted near completion because they didn't want these projects that had a long experience time frame, if you will, to try to complete. So when we issued the call, the deadline was June 28th, we received 26 projects. The projects that we received are also in your packet as attachment 2. We did not print out the entire project applications because that's a 128-page document, But what we did do was did one pagers on all 26 projects so that you can have some level of detail regarding the project. Now, if you want to review every project application, we do have a copy of all 26 applications if you have some time.
We will not be doing it at this meeting.
No, hopefully you would want to do it offline. However, we do have that information for you. On July the 27th, your Planning and Programming Committee did meet because the MBTA staff, we made recommendations. Those recommendations were presented to the Authority's Planning and Programming Committee. And I will walk through, in the interest of time, I will just walk through that out of the 26 projects that were submitted, MBTA staff recommended funding 14 of those projects, all at the requested ask. And let's just start with Arlington County.
I'm going to stop you here.
Oh, sure.
The recommended projects are in the report. Do we want Monica to go through them?
No. Okay.
Going.
Makes my job easier, but I do want to know, as part of the recommendation of the Planning and Programming Committee, you did advise that we give a little more consideration regarding the PRTC bus request. PRTC had requested funding for 31 buses initially at a cost of $5.8 million. They reduced that request to 5 buses, and I think the cost was a little over $500,000, if I'm correct. However, one of our criteria was a congestion reduction and, you know, new service, if you will. These buses would be replacement buses. And in coordination with the Secretary's office, and I just want to be frank, there is a concern regarding using the funds for replacement buses instead of new buses regarding the corridor. New bus, the replacement means all of the transit agencies have a cycle, if you will, for replacing their buses, existing buses. These buses wouldn't be utilized for new routes or new service. They would become, be purchased to fund existing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So, I'm sorry.
No service expansion.
Okay, that was my. So the new buses for groups that already exist.
Exactly, for existing.
They're new in that they're shiny and unused.
Right.
They're not new in terms of additional service.
Okay.
Level. Right, they're replacing the buses that useful life has.
And to be clear, the Secretary, Monica made a recommendation to the PPC, who last week is making a recommendation to this committee that's before you today. The committee's asked, get us this information so that we, the authority, can decide whether to include it. Your recommendation is that we not include it.
That is my recommendation.
Because, more importantly, our recommendation isn't a decision. It is a recommendation to the secretary, or a request to the secretary, who will hopefully turn this into a request to the CTB, who will ultimately make the decision. And I think one of the things we agreed is there's no point in requesting things that the secretary doesn't wants to pass on.
Chairman, what I'm hearing is that it would be unlawful to expend funds for the replacement of the buses.
I don't know if it would be unlawful, but there is a concern that if the project selection that the CTB makes, if there is indeed a legal challenge, the Secretary's office want to ensure that the projects that are selected meets and can really meet any legal challenge, that the definition of the law behind the concessionaire payment can be met. So we won't be in the position of having to remove projects.
I think the way to say it is it may not be illegal, but it certainly seems unadvised.
Well, I suppose I would be more blunt.
is it 599 that this is not governed by 599. This is governed by federal rules. And the catch is it's a new experiment. We've never done this in Virginia before. So, but Ms. Bullitt, you're the chair of the vice chair of the PPC, so I'll let you make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, so yes, this was something that was turned around relatively quickly, and this is a source of funding that is different than what ordinarily we have been dealing with. This is the concessionaires fund funding as a result of the I-66 project, and so I would be glad to move approval of the authority, let's see, or move authority approval of the project recommendations to the Commonwealth Transportation Board for funding with the Transform I-66 outside the Beltway concessionaire payment.
Second.
Second from Mr. Fassett, I think I heard. I'll just make one other observation that's important. So I think we had seven different jurisdictions or agencies make funding requests. It's accurate to say every jurisdiction got at least part of their project list funded.
That is correct.
Every jurisdiction and agency that made a request got at least some funding. It's a strong request in here. And indeed, everyone got at least their top priority request, actually. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The only other thing I'll add before we vote on this is one-time money. When we've dealt with 70% funds, we've had situations where jurisdictions have, for whatever reason, had their initial cost estimates come in a little lower than their bids. We've approved what we thought was full funding, and we've been back a year or two later asking for another round of funding for that last 5%. Once this money is allocated, there's no more money. I have been hounding Mr. Allen on this, and he has been so patient with me getting the answers to very specific questions, because the VRE project is very complex. I have to make sure I can't mess this up. If a jurisdiction is not 100% sure of their funding request, get really sure about it fast, because if there needs to be tweaking to this, we need to get the CTB plans to hear this. There's a special meeting in August.
Yeah, maybe they're going to present it then.
They're going to present it at a special meeting, at a retreat in August, and vote in September. This is not like our six-year plan where we've got months to experiment with things. This is a one-shot deal. So please update those numbers.
If I understand you, not every project was funded, but every project that was funded to the full extent of the ask. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
One other thing that I would add is that the urgency also is that some of these projects are within the footprint, and so we will have to coordinate if we would like BMP to actually construct. So the timing and just making sure that the scope of the project and the funding is on target.
That's what let me say that in different words. Some of these projects are situations where we're going to be asking Express Mobility Partners, people who are building the road, to build it. We're going to basically give them some of their own money back, basically, to make the project that they've already designed a little better to our standards. But that gets the stopwatch moving even faster because it causes some level of redesign. Any other questions or comments on this, Mr. Minchin?
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I will be voting against the motion. Not because of the projects. I've read the staff analysis here. My concern is a little bit more global, Mr. Chairman, and if Secretary Lane or Deputy Secretary Donnie was here, I'd ask the question, but I'm kind of concerned with the organic nature of this $500 million concessionaire's payment. It feels like a little bit of backsheesh to me. And I know that ICE Mobility Partners applied for a TIFI loan, money is fungible, it all goes in. You got a feeling that some of this $500 million could be traced back to a TIFI loan. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's coming out of their checking account from Chile. I don't know. But I'm a little concerned about use of this concessionaire's payment. I understand it's a big chunk of money, and that if we don't give our recommendations from this authority, it will be default back to the CTB. And I frankly trust the people around here to make decisions more than the people in the CTB with no respect to the CTB.
And one person that means respect
that
so much.
I appreciate that.
But that's the reason why I think the analysis is good. These are all good projects. I think every last one of them will do something to alleviate congestion on I-66. But my concern is a little more global, Mr. Chairman, that I'm not comfortable with this $500 million concessionaire's payment that is being used to fund these projects.
Further discussion? Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
One.
Two.
I'm abstaining.
With Mr. Minshew and Mr. Black voting nay, Ms. Hines abstaining, all other votes cast as ayes. Is that correct?
Okay.
Thank you very much on that. Number five is not quite ready for prime time. Is that right?
That is correct.
We move on to item six, the approval of a CMAQ RSDP reallocation request from Fairfax County.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Is there a second from Ms. Bowman? Are you okay with this? It's in your jurisdiction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at some.
Just trying to help.
Madam Chair.
That we've just taken our attorneys are doing a count. Just want to submit. We just kept making sure.
Oh, I can do the count. I know the count. Come on. Give me some credit. I can do the math in my head at this point. We have very complex voting rules for folks in the audience, and if it's not unanimous, we have to make sure we meet all these complex voting rules. But it's I've been doing this a long time. All in favor of Mr. Parrish's motion to approve the funding request for Fairfax County?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Parrish.
Vote passes unanimously. Executive Director's report, Ms. Batman.
In the packet.
Chairman's report. I want to go home. Any other business? Any other business before we come before the authority? Or do we have a closed session tonight?
No.
It's just on the agenda in case we need it. If you put it on there, you can have it. If you don't put it on there, it doesn't matter. That said, any other business to come before the authority tonight? Hearing none, we're adjourned. We are off in August. We'll see you in September. Thank you all.